are listening to WMTN, The Voice of the Mountain, and up next is another episode of Science According to Sixth Graders. Join us every Wednesday at 9 a.m. to learn from our amazing young scientist in Mr. Sparacio's sixth grade class. Without further ado, here is today's episode.
Hello, audience. Welcome to Physics According to Sixth Graders. I'm your host today. We'll be talking about wave interactions with a special guest with us today.
Hello, I'm Professor Kennedy.
So, what are wave interactions?
Some wave interactions are diffraction, reflection, and refraction.
Could you explain these three concepts to me?
Yeah, no problemo. What would you like to learn about first?
Let's talk about reflection.
All right, let's get started. Reflection is when a light beam or any wave hits a smooth surface and reflects in the opposite direction.
Could you explain that concept to me in an imaginary picture, please?
Well, sure I can. Imagine a laser pointer hitting a mirror and the light waves hit the surface and the reflection is the exact same as a laser beam. So, for example, at 90 degrees, it would be also 90 degrees.
How about diffraction now?
Diffracting is when waves pass through a gap between two or more objects and become a Wi-Fi signal imprint in the waves.
Could you also clarify that one for a make-believe picture for the audience?
Yeah. Picture in your mind two walls in the ocean and waves go through the walls and bend into a Wi-Fi sign.
Very nice, very nice. Professor Kennedy, how about refraction?
A reasonable answer is when a laser beam hits a denser surface and refracts to the left or right more than equally in sync, and the reflection is on the opposite side of the light waves, entering at an angle. For example, when you put your legs in a pool, then it looks like your legs are broken.
Thank you, Professor Kennedy. Well, that's all, folks, and remember to never stop reflecting, and don't forget diffracting. Just don't break your legs in a pool either. Hey, Kennedy, why couldn't the reflection find himself?
Because he was always bouncing off the mirrors.
Thank you once again for listening to today's episode of Science According to Sixth Graders. Join us this time next week for more incredible science stories from Mr. Sparacio's sixth grade class here at St. Andrew's Sewanee School. And remember to always keep your radio tuned to WMTN, The Voice of the Mountain.